Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Settle.
95.7 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, an outer space convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. All the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be oh so good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Biddle, Santa honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Ba-do-ba-do, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean a phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Oh,
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
CFW.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
shake the paint off the wall.
'90s and more. 105.7.
I'm a loser and the years are so and so. You know what you
Chippewa Valley.
We're your first choice for fun music.
105.7 CFW.
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Before a new Democratic governor takes office in January and it loses its supermajority, the GOP-controlled North Carolina legislature used a hurricane relief bill to strip power from the governor and attorney general. The draconian changes hinge on a pending veto override vote in the state house. The bare-knuckle bill was short on hurricane relief and long on keeping power out of the hands of Democrats. Earlier this year, a 2023 bill attempting to strip the power of the governor to appoint county election boards was struck down by the state's Court of Appeals. Now, Senate Bill 382 tries to remove that power by shifting it to the incoming state auditor, a Republican. In his veto message, current Governor Roy Cooper called the bill a sham and unconstitutional, and Democrats have declared it an outrageous power grab. The bill also includes a proposed constitutional amendment requiring voter ID for mail-in ballots and bans the Attorney General from opposing the legislature in court. The state Senate voted December 2nd to override Cooper's veto, and the House vote is pending. North Carolina Newsline reports that it's unclear whether Republicans have the vote in the House to override, with three House GOP lawmakers unhappy with the inadequate hurricane relief funding having voted against the original bill. We have the text of the bill and great local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Workers' Compensation Advisory Council will be hosting a public meeting on proposed legislative changes next week. The council will host a public hearing on Tuesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Madison, but residents from other areas of the state will be able to join virtually. The link to join the public meeting virtually can be found on the Department of Workforce Development's website. The Advisory Council is also accepting public comments on the legislation through January 10th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline to apply for a 2025 black bear and turkey hunting license is rapidly approaching. The deadline to submit the application is Tuesday night, and the paperwork can be submitted online through Go Wild or in person with an authorized license agent. The drawing for the black bear harvest authorizations will be held in February, and the selected applicants can purchase their 2025 license in March. The drawing for turkey authorizations will be held in January. More Barron County families will have gifts for their kids this holiday season after this week's Shop with a Cop event. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, 75 kids joined about 50 law enforcement officers at Walmart and Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Rice Lake this week to select gifts for their parents, siblings, and themselves. Each kid was given an allotment of $200 to shop with through the Law Enforcement Foundation of Barron County. The families invited to the event were selected with help from local school officials. The River Falls Common Council recently approved the purchase of a single-family home property as part of the Campus Corridor Concept Project. The City of River Falls, Chippewa Valley Technical College, and University of Wisconsin-River Falls partnered on the goal to develop the area around the college campuses. Part of their plan is to propose a 23,000-square-foot housing development along the riverfront for multifamily use. The resolution passed 5-2, with opponents arguing the property required too much repair work. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, and it will be a little warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. 18 tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. 40 tomorrow by Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
CFW.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over.